Hello and welcome to another Fast Five. This week it is the turn of Jem. And what I wanted to talk to you this week about is nostalgia. Now, I did an article a little while ago on my Facebook page, which is stupidly also called at History Gems, as in the Twitter account. Set it up the wrong way 5 years ago, sorry about that. But anyway, I'd done some research, and it turns out that nostalgia was genuinely considered to be a medical condition for centuries, from roughly the 1600s up to about 1870. It was considered a serious medical condition. The Royal Navy was worried about it. Men seemed to be decidedly lackluster and lethargic through, well, I guess now we'd call it more homesickness than specifically nostalgia, but being away from family for a long time led to a diminished state in some of these men. In Europe, interestingly, it was referred to quite often as the Swiss disease, because the Swiss themselves were seen as particularly prone to it, and it was a Swiss man who sort of tried to define it as an actual illness. And it lasted as late until the American Civil War, where particularly Union troops, this was the last time doctors were actually worried about it as an illness, and it was estimated dozens of Union troops apparently died of nostalgia during the US Civil War. Certain songs about home were banned by the Union Army, worried that it might spread the illness. There was one particular doctor who thought that it was just a sign of cowardice and malingering, and the best cure was to shout at the patients, which I have to admit I kind of agree with. But anyway, it wasn't just that element of nostalgia, and indeed by the 1870s people had worked out, do you know what, nostalgia isn't an illness, but also the dangers of nostalgia around us today. I'm not going to get political here for a moment, but I do remember when Donald Trump was campaigning, he used the slogan, Make America Great Again. And there were some satirical journalists asking people at Trump rallies, okay, well, if it's Make America Great Again, when was the last time America was great? And somebody said, oh, it was easy. It was the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And the person turned around and went, well, except for the slavery, surely. And, oh, yeah, except for the slavery. And somebody else said, well, you know, it was turn of the 20th century, we're on the rise. That was when we were last great. Except for the fact that women didn't have the right to vote in 1900. Oh, yes, sorry about that. And then, you know, somebody else said, you know, the World War II, the end of World War II. Go, yeah, and what about the segregation of the black communities in America? Oh, yes, forgot about that. The point isn't to sort of have a crack at Trump supporters or Donald Trump at all. But this idea of these rose-tinted glasses where we say, oh, if only it was as good as yesteryear, that just doesn't stack up. There are a lot of people who think that America in the 1950s was an absolutely great time. And for certain groups of white people living in the suburbs, yes, it was pretty good. And indeed, any time in history was good for somebody. We tend to look an awful lot through the lens of the aristocracy and the royalty. And yeah, generally they had a pretty good time of it. But when you look at the super rich and super privileged of now, yes, they got it better than all of us too. So it isn't really a very helpful view of society as a whole. And what I wanted to do is bring it back. It's a little bit like that argument you probably had as a student as to when was the best time for music. Was it the 60s? Was it the 70s? Was it the 80s? The answer is now. The answer for music is it's today. Because today you've got all the music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, etc. And you've got the brand new stuff. And you don't have to like either the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, which was kind of a thing in the 1960s. And it's the same thing with the world around us. It can seem a scary place, and I'm well aware that people are worried about politicians, terrorism, war, famine, etc., global warming. But you know what? Medical science has never been better. There are so many things in the world that are so much better now than they were 10 years ago. And actually, I'd see that as something hopeful, that hopefully this has sort of cheered you up a little bit and realise that today is the best day ever in human history. And with that point, I'll leave you on a positive, upbeat note and more longer podcasts every Tuesday. Thanks for listening and take care.